Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the eighth installment and page. Is it the eighth? Yes, the eighth one. Yeah, the eighth one on page 88. 888. And it's the chapter is entitled On the Spirit. And it's a shorter reading today because I'm trying to keep the chapters somewhat whole rather than starting a new chapter and stopping in the middle. So the next couple of days are a little bit shorter. So this is called On the Spirit. Let's start with the Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alaminir rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا Abul Qasim al-Junayd al-Baghdadi said, "The spirit, ar-ruh, is a thing, the knowledge of which Allah has reserved to himself. None of his creatures understand it. Therefore, it cannot be expressed in any other way than as being the existent, mawjood." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask you about the spirit, ar-ruh. Say, the spirit of revelation comes by the order of my Lord, and you have been given but little real knowledge concerning it. Quran 17:85. The ruh ilahi is a divine secret from the order of God. Allah puts the secret in every appearance of the appearances of the existence. And this appearance is sacred by the right of the truth, al-haq, because it is through existence that Allah sees himself manifest. Existence is the mirror of God, and therefore it has a holy dimension. The spirit, ar-ruh, does not belong to you, but belongs to Allah. You have eyes, but you don't see with these eyes, but by the will of Allah. He's the seer, Abbasir, and he's the hearer, As-Sami'a. You come to see and you come to hear by his name. Allah is the sight in man, and after Allah created As-Sami'a for man, he heard. Therefore, a man hears by Allah, and it is not you who sees, but it's the name of Allah through you. You have to be polite, and you have to be extremely good-mannered, because Allah has entrusted you with the secrets. When we see any appearance, we must be polite with it and with all of the secrets within it, because all of it is one. The illumination, tajalliyat, of the divine names, the sifat, in man, is the manifestation of the names in the treasure of Allah. Man is one of the appearances of divinity, the face of Allah, of the one truth. You, who are this appearance, have to be the slave of Allah, so never disobey. Whether you are a Jew or a Christian, you must not say that you are from this or from that race, or to be prejudiced because you are not from any religion or race. So do not discriminate, because you are discriminating against Allah. This is because all of the appearances from the beginning to the end are the appearance of the truth. Precisely because of that, you must be polite. Because we are the appearance of the truth, the mirror in which Allah sees himself. How does God see himself in man? First of all, Allah puts all of his names in man. Al-Basir, Al-Sami', Al-Halim, Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum. All of the 99 names from the beginning to the end. Allah is the living Al-Hay, and his name is the living. So he attributed his life to you. You are alive by his name, and therefore you must become the one who gives. Allah gives you the gift of giver. All the attributes have been given to you, so you are the vice regent, the khalifa. And these names are projected in man, whether he knows this or not. The Prophet ﷺ said, narrated in hadith, that man was created in Allah's image. If a man becomes conscious of what is within him, he can perfect by knowing the 99 names within himself. The names are also in the non-human, such as the animals. Allah created the animals and put Al-Hay, the living, in them, and Al-Basit, the expander. But not all of the 99 names. Therefore, animals are held responsible for their action, are not held responsible for their actions, but man is. Animals are not rational thinkers in the same sense that man is. Allah did not give them all the 99 names, so they are not held responsible for prayer. Because Allah gave man all these names and he gave him unlimited thinking, he said to him, "You are a slave, and as long as you know who you are and who your master is, then you know that I am the creator. And when you know that I am the creator, then you know that it is your responsibility to pray. You're the slave of Allah, and you cannot leave the realm of Abdullah. You cannot be more than a slave as long as there is unlimited power for thought. But if the faculty of thinking is crippled, then that person is not responsible for his thinking. And Allah does not hold him responsible. But even though he is like this, he is still the slave of Allah. Every human being must encompass the 99 names, because every human being that Allah creates contains these qualities. All humanity contains and encompasses the 99 names. But you must make the distinction between just possessing them and becoming conscious of them. A person can have al-hay or al-aziz, or a person can have generosity, al-karim, and use it only for their own means, and this is not what Allah means. True generosity is that you surrender what is most precious to you to others. When a man knows the secret of consciousness and complete knowledge, then he becomes conscious and witnesses the manifestation of Allah upon himself. Then he becomes a perfected presence, and he's like the prophets, the prophetic presence. He becomes the presence of Insan al-Kamil, the presence of the perfect man. Though the time of the prophets has ended, if man becomes completely aware of the 99 names, then he will be polite with all the faces of Allah and be the Insan al-Kamil. He will be good-mannered and have good conduct as all the lovers of Allah with what Allah created, even with the lowest of the low. This person is also the picture of Allah, and he is still a complete appearance of Allah because of the hand which created him and because of the name through which he came into being, because it's the name that calls him into existence. If a person becomes aware of all of this and completely conscious of true knowledge, he comes to know, and if at that time he is completely conscious of the whole process, he becomes the Insan al-Kamil, and he inherits the truth. The presence of the prophets and the messengers has ended, but the truth subsists. The truth of the light and the science of Allah's inheritance still lives. And if you become aware of that, then you are Insan al-Kamil, the one who has reached the summit, the highest station where he receives the inheritance. He is the one who knows Allah. He is a wali in proximity to Allah, a governor. His rank is al-Muqarrabun, the nearest, like that of a prophet or a messenger. And this is the rank of the completed person who inherits the knowledge which Allah gave to Muhammad alayhi salam, and from him it went forth. And this science also came to Muhammad from Musa and Isa and Ibrahim and from all the prophets alayhi salam. This science comes through all of them to the Insan al-Kamil, and only if a person becomes the heir al-Warith can he attain the science of absolute truth, the science of the knowledge of Allah. Who are the people who will inherit? The people of the house of Muhammad will receive it. The heirs of the house of Muhammad inherit it through the heart. The Muhammadan inheritance is for the son of the heart and of the flesh. Muhammad is the father of the heart, and the heir is a spiritual son. Adam is the son of Muhammad from the spirit, and Muhammad is the father of Adam in truth and in spirit, but Muhammad is the son of Adam in the body. The prophet said, as was narrated in Hadith, I was a prophet when Adam was still between water and clay. The first thing that Allah created was An-Nur al-Muhammadi, the Muhammadan light. He created the light of Muhammad before he created anything else. All the tajalliyat from Allah to mankind are the way Allah sees himself. Mankind is the mirror through which Allah sees himself. And when you look into the mirror, you see yourself. And although it is your own self that you see, you do not touch it. So man is the mirror of the presence of Allah, because he has placed all the characteristics of himself in man, for man to realize all the names. A Allah has placed the secret treasure in man, and when man realizes all the names, he begins to know the secret treasure. And from the perspective of the unlimited truth, there is only oneness in mankind in existence. Otherwise, there would be two perspectives, that of separateness and that of togetherness or oneness. And from the point of view of oneness, there is only one. Then why is there a multiplicity of things? Well, this is so that Allah can fulfill His will in all of these things. He wishes to appear in everything that He wants. So Allah, glory be to the highest, is the appearance of all that appears, and He's the interior, al-batin, of everything that is hidden to mankind, and He is the outer, al-dhahir, of all that can be seen by the eye. The interior, al-batin, can only be seen with the consciousness of the subtle or spiritual, al-latif. Allah is the protector of the gross and subtle worlds. He is greater than everything because both within and without are Him. There's nothing above Him. There's nothing on His right or on His left. There's nothing else. Allah is the greatest. So how can man be occupied with something greater than Allah? How can you make your problem or interest other than Allah? You should not work for other than Allah, and you should not make your problem other than Allah. You should not think of anything other than Allah. And it is not given to any mortal that Allah should speak to him save by revelation or from behind a veil, or that He sends a messenger who reveals by His permission whatever He wills. 42:51. This shows the impossibility of Allah taking the image of man. Then what scares you from the scorching fire that scorches your skin other than the wisdom of others and changeables? Then when you are hurled into the sea of godly love, you witness it and you taste it, and then you wish you were dead and forgotten, so that you may be unveiled unto me as I witness you now. My love, it is not possible for man that Allah should speak unto him face to face, but that it is for God to decree. Allah says, "But when His Lord unveiled His glory to the mountain, He made it crumble to dust." Quran 7:143. And therefore it is impossible for Allah to show Himself to a human being in the latter form. O you true disciple, teach yourself what your Master explains to you, and don't be one of those whose hearts we have sealed so that he comprehends nothing and has followed his own desire. O disciple, verily he speaks not unto you as you are in your image, but as God. Then let not your human quality and the illusion related to the impossibility make you believe that he will not show himself in your image. So seek God believingly, and you will find him. And then you realize that the speaker is none but God. Rid yourself of shortcomings and defects and of imagining them by a true attraction to God. Then you will find what I'm telling you and wishing for you. Now, what scares you of the scorching fire that scorches your skin other than restriction of changeables, as in the devil, the desire, and worldly goods? Then open up and to embrace the fire, which is the fire of godly love. And when you're scorched, every other thing vanishes. Truth comes. Falsehood vanishes. And your Lord comes to you together with his angels. Moreover, when scorched, you will be a reflection of God, whom you have witnessed forever and tasted graciously. Then you say, "I wish I had died a long time before, so that no one else but God would exist." and this is my essence and substance. I wish I had died before so that you would have been unveiled to me and my reality. And that brings us to the end of, oh no, just a couple more pages actually. This is more of a poem. It's not good. Allah manifested himself to me to bring forth my essence and the stages of my knowledge, and face to face he showed himself from above every platform, speaking unto me in the wisdom of truth. None but God is capable of revealing his revelation, showing his messenger, reviving thereby every dead person. When alone, confined to my body, I knew none but one thing about a truth that was my own truth. Its affairs, when taken one by one, are known through guidance. When recognized and realized, they are confirmed and become visible. They revealed their secrets, their gentleness and glory, to the best of what these mean. They revealed their secrets, gentleness and glory, to the best of what these mean. The pillars of wishful thinking joined hands with me, and I drove together with them to meet my God every night. When I became combined with the One in public, wherein the signs of prophethood showed up, that was after my realization of the nature of the Holy One, who introduced me to himself. Therefore, I embrace the One with love. Therefore, I embrace the One with love and amor and desire. A trinity that is holy and was the origin whence I sprung, and from which every walker on this path will drink to the brim. And at this stage, he will have achieved a seat in the presence of the Holy One. My beloveds, these words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into my heart and onto the tongue of his slave are from the world of the spirit, which is born from the spirit of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows no separation in his existence between any people or any kind or community or nation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first and the last. The revealed and the hidden sent him to be the mercy for all human beings and for all that he created and that he creates to the end of time. And may Allah guide us on his straight and true path. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing loves Allah by any action which is more pleasing to him than loving him. Nothing loves Allah by any action which is more pleasing to him than loving him. Hadith. Shaykh Abu al-Qasim al-Junayd al-Baghdadi said, no one knows him save him to whom he has made himself known. No one declares his unity save him to whom he has declared that he is one. No one believes in him save him to whom he has shown bounty. No one describes him save him. No one describes him save him to whose conscience he has revealed himself. No one is true to him save him whom he has drawn to himself. No one is righteous toward him save him whom he has chosen for himself. And that brings us to page 96 in the next chapter for the next installment on asceticism. It closes the chapter on the spirit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.